Oh, God. Jesus. Oh, God, if I can only give your word as you've given it to me. Lord, if I can only give your heart as you've given it to me, Lord. I can only do this, Lord, if you totally fill me with your spirit. If you totally take every thought into captivity. Lord, if you give me your life at this very moment to flow through me, I know it can be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise you, Father. The title of this sermon, I think, is God gave it to me. It's just so precious. Is, have you wore his thorns, his crown of thorns? Have you wore his crown of thorns? When I was a little bit ago, when I was worshiping God, God showed me a great big love. And he says, Mike, have you put your hand into my glove? And in my mind, I was putting my hand into his glove. And he said, can you tell anything about me by the glove that this glove? And right there, many thoughts went through my mind. I remember once in my life when I found a big glove. And I thought, hey, I got a glove. And I put my hand in the glove. But the glove was much bigger than my hand. And I had a kind of an image in my mind of the man that must wear that glove. Because my hand felt so small in that glove. And that glove is so big. And then a thought came into mind of a time that I picked up a little child's glove. And just for the fun of it, I was trying to put that glove on. And I could feel something about the little child that must have worn that glove. Such a tiny little frail hand. Have you ever put on a coat that was somebody else's? It was so big, or a dress that you could feel something about that person because by the coat that they wore. A big man, a big woman. If I would put up the crown of thorns on my head tonight and let you press them into my skull, I feel like that I could be closer to Christ tonight. Could you? Think about it. If you would take, if you could find the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, and you could have someone press them into your head like they did Christ, would you know Christ a little bit better? I believe you would. When you felt that pain, you felt your blood running down your face, I believe that you would know Christ a little more. If we could be upon the cross tonight and watch our mother cry and see her heart broken at the misery that we were going through on that cross, would we know Christ better? There's an old saying that I probably don't know very well, but it says, you know, don't judge a person unless you walked in their shoes. Something like that. And I believe that we can know something about a person if we experience something exactly like they experienced it. Now, where am I going with this? I have people come to me and say, Mike, how can I experience Christ in an intimate, spatial way? How can I feel his presence like if I was with a person that was breathing and walking around? I've had people say to me that, Mike, I crave that experience. That I have laid upon my bed at night and I have shed tears, hurting on the inside, wanting to feel that presence, that sweet, silent presence of Christ. And I have had a difficult time understanding why they hadn't experienced that. I've experienced it. I know what it's like. It's warm and overwhelming. It changes your life. And I ask myself, this person's been a Christian for many years. This person's been high up in many places. And why haven't they experienced Christ in this awesome, holy way? And I've had many ideas, and all of them probably close to right, but I don't think I've ever experienced the real, total reality of that, of why, until a few moments ago, when Christ was giving me this sermon, and I started to see why I've experienced it. Now, I'm not talking about some emotional experience that's just when you get excited about someone. I'm not talking about just when you're bubbling over with joy and things. I mean, that's good, too. That's a response to Christ. I've experienced that. I've jumped up and down. I've stood on a pew before and jumped up and down. Felt great. It was all right. I've been driving down a highway at times, and I got so excited about Christ that I pulled over to the side of the road, and I just started jumping up and down and saying, praise God, hallelujah, praise God. And I was jumping up and down, and people going by. I didn't care. They go by and say, hey, I love Jesus. Darren, if you ever pass me like that, just smile and go on, you know. But that's not what I'm talking about. That's an emotional reaction. It's great and it's real. But I'm talking about feeling what Christ felt. I'm talking about feeling his presence far beyond an emotional reaction. I'm talking about something you must feel down within your very spirit. It goes beyond a thought. It goes beyond a word. It goes beyond feeling. And I asked myself, why have I experienced that? Why? And Christ brought to my mind the step and the stone that he laid before me that brought me to that experience. He reminded me of the day that I sat upon the back porch of my house. And I was crying. And I was so lonely. I felt like I was forsaken by every human being upon the face of the earth. I had just come from the telephone and talking with my mother, and she had said, well, Mike, I think I believe your wife or your ex-wife or whatever she might have been. She's so convincing, I believe her. And I put that telephone down and I cried. I said, how can my mother believe this? And I went through experiences with my pastor, and I sat there and I wept and cried, and I felt like I was in a dark tunnel. There was nobody there. And I said, God, this is so unfair. So unfair. I haven't done any of these things. I remember Christ whispered to me and said, Mike, I didn't do any of these things either. I didn't do it either. And I had to go on the cross. And I became a murderer. I became a rapist. I had experienced the filth, the agony, the guilt. And I didn't do it either. Oh, man. Man, I felt so close to Christ. So close to him. I felt like Christ and I were all alone in this world. I felt like that, man, he was the closest friend that I had. My sadness and loneliness, my hurt, turned to such warmth that I never had ever experienced before. Because I had experienced Christ. Because I had experienced what he felt to a certain degree. And I think of the times. I think of the time that Angie, back when she was young, 3 years old, when I was life was so confusing, and she was hanging on my leg and saying, "Daddy, why can't you live here? Don't leave me, Dad. Stay here tonight." I felt like blowing my brains out at that moment because I loved her so much, but she could not see the reality of the mess of the life around her. And I remember getting in my car that night and going down the street and could not even drive because the tears filled my eyes. And I had to pull over and weep. I remember Christ at that moment said, "Mike, that's how I felt. That's how I felt. My disciples could not understand why I was forsaking them. They could not understand why I was leaving them. And there's been experiences in my life that seem so hurtful. I've helped people that I could not help. And they would weep and they'd cry and I could not help them. And I would weep and I would cry and I would want to help them with all my heart. And I could not find a way. I could not find a way. And I'd use all the psychology that I knew. I used all the wisdom God has ever taught me. I used all the scripture I could think of. I loved them as much as I could possibly love them. And I could not find a way to touch them and make them right. And I remember how totally helpless I felt. Totally helpless. That's a terrible feeling. And I remember Christ speaking to my heart and saying, "Mike, I know what it's like to be helpless. Who would ever think that God would feel helpless? Who would ever think that Christ could feel helpless?" And I felt Christ speak to my heart and say, Mike, I have to stand by helplessly as millions of souls perish. And I cannot reach him. Cannot reach him. Oh, I felt close to Christ at that moment. Man, I felt close to Christ. And I could go on and on. But I want to tell you something. If you want the heart of Christ to beat within your heart, if you want to feel the tears of Christ run down your cheek, if you want to feel the presence of God in a way that you could never, ever imagine, then don't run away from the experiences that he went through. Don't run from hurt. Don't run from a tribulation. Don't run from someone that you feel like, "How can I help them? Don't you feel like getting away from somebody that you try and you try and you try, but you can't get through to them, and they're hurting themselves, and you can't handle it. You can't take it. You got to get away from them. How many's ever felt that way? Don't run from that feeling of helplessness. Don't run from it. Because if you run from it, you'll never find Christ in a way that I'm speaking of today. You'll never find Christ in that beautiful, beautiful moment when you're merged together and you're feeling the same thing. Don't run from it. Don't run from frustration. Don't run from it. Keep pushing in. Don't run from emptiness. Don't get me wrong. In Christ, you're fulfilled in Him, and you don't have to be empty. But I want you to know something. There's times in your Christian walk you'll feel so empty that you feel like your intestines are going to come out and just fall out from you. You feel like there's nothing in there. Now, I know that we say, oh, come to Christ, and you're going to feel totally fulfilled and this and that and the other, and you do, and it's worth it. I wouldn't give it up for anything, but I want you to know there's moments in my life that I am so lonely that I ache. But it's not the kind of loneliness I had when I was out in the world. That was totally different. It's the loneliness that you get when you just pour yourself out. And you pour yourself out, and you pour yourself out, and you pour yourself out. And I tell you what, you can feel so lonely that you just thirst for someone's love. Christ experienced that. Christ experienced that. If anyone ever tells you you shouldn't experience that as a Christian, then you better tell them, you better look at Christ's life. Because Christ poured Himself out to the point that He hurt. He hurt. And in that spatial moment, that you allow yourself to be in, when you feel like that you can't hurt anymore, when you feel like you can never experience anything any more awesome, I want you to know something. You're going to experience Christ like you could never, ever believe possible. And in that moment, you're going to be touched in such a way by Christ that nothing in this life will ever matter to you but Christ. And when you're up on the mountaintops, you're not going to forget Christ. That's what people do. They get feeling better, and they start backsliding. Get feeling better, and they forget Christ. Get a little money in their pocket, and they forget where they came from. Get a nice house, and they get lazy. People don't keep that presence of God unless they've suffered with Him. Unless they've cried with Him. Unless they've hurt with Him. And if you can, don't run from it. Go to the nursing home and sit down and see a twisted body for this last breath. I remember when Brother Carter would die of cancer. And he'd come down from 150, 60 pounds down to 70-some pounds, I think it was, or 80-some, I don't know. It was so skinny. And every breath took maybe 20 seconds. And boy, you just pray for another breath. And I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I wanted him not to die. He was my pal. He was my friend. But he died anyway. He died anyway, and I felt so, I don't know what. I just felt so helpless and so hurt and so disillusioned. Christ has been there. Spiritually, Christ has been there. He's seen a person spill out their spiritual life and waste it, and He's seen them take their last spiritual breath knowing they're plunging themselves into darkness. to be lost forever. Christ has watched that spiritually, just like I watched it physically. You want to get in touch with Christ, you go out where people are hurting. You go out where people are bleeding. People are suffering. And that's where you're going to meet Christ. That's where you're going to learn Christ. That's when you'll get the determination never to turn back, no matter what the cost is. And that's what's wrong with people nowadays. They just run from it all. Everybody wants to feel good in this life. Everybody wants to get away from pain. Everybody wants to get away, to choose the soft and easy way and get away from the old back roads. They get uncomfortable, they get mean and mad and angry at God and angry at everybody around them. The devil's way. Man, let's take it. Let's be honest with ourselves. This life's got hurt in it. Don't you live in an oasis that is some kind of an illusion. This life is tough and it's got a hurt in it. And there's thousands that perish and people that are hurt and bleed on a daily basis. Let's open our eyes and stop living in some kind of a fairy tale, thinking we can escape it. Trying to create a little world around us with fancy cars and nice houses. And that's all right. I'm not knocking that. But let's don't try to surround ourselves with a fake world, thinking, oh, I'm going to be happy forever after. I'm going to meet this guy or girl. This is going to be it, and everything's going to be okay. And I'm going to run to the beaches. I'm going to get away from it. I'm going to make so much money that I don't ever have to suffer. If you do, you'll never, ever find Christ in a way that will be real to you. Amen? Put his crown on. Carry his cross. Look into the eyes of people that are suffering, and you'll find Christ. Let's pray. Father, oh God, Lord, you've given me your heart tonight. You've given me your soul. Lord, I pray that everyone here, Lord, will absorb your heart. That they'll take this deep within their minds and it'll be something that'll keep them from sin. Oh God, how can we sin against you when we've experienced your hurt because of sin? How can we sin against you, Lord, when sin has broken your heart? Oh God, help us to see with your eyes and to feel with your heart. Help us, Lord, to feel the pain and the agony of your love has brought you, so that we can reign someday with you, so that we will help people and others will reign with you, Lord, because we've been touched by the feeling of your infirmities that you've received from us. In Jesus' name, let's stand and worship.